At the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, members of the community gathered to have an open dialogue with area economic development strategists to talk about the future of the Berkshire economy and the current obstacles that stand in its way. Executive Director of the Norman Rockwell Museum, Lori Norton Moffitt, explains that this meeting was the last of the Four Freedoms community discussion forums.
These are town hall meetings where we invite the community to come in and get educated and learn and speak on topics of importance to the community and the nation. Tonight we talked about the economy and asked the question, how can a small local regional economy thrive in the face of the national and global recession?
Keith Gerard, Regional Director of the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network, spoke at the forum. He addressed the changing needs of a local economy once supported by manufacturing.
What we're experiencing in Berkshire County is similar to what's happening in the country, and that is job loss and the loss in real estate values. Both of those factors have changed what employment is available for people and has shifted from the opportunities of being able to fit into existing structures, business structures, has been decreased dramatically.
Gerard mentioned that the Berkshire's pursuits into a creative economy gives the area an advantage, but the creation and sale of art alone is not enough to sustain a community.
Not just directly applying to the creation of works of art, but using those skills and abilities in a commercial way, maybe in design or an application of process. Those kinds of things.
Director of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, Nat Carnes, spoke at the forum and said that the Berkshires have weathered the economic slump better than many other areas of the country because of a smaller, now more isolated economy.
We don't boom real high, we don't bust, and that doesn't matter whether it's the real estate market or in job gains or losses or that sort of thing. So it's a healthier place to be.
Carnes did warn, however, that the area's technological and creative endeavors could be quickly eclipsed by needs not being met. For example, most of the county is still without broadband internet access, which many design and media companies cannot operate without. Extensive efforts to expand broadband in western Massachusetts are being undertaken by the Massachusetts Broadband Institute under the state's Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. The middle mile stage of setting up a fiber optic high-speed internet network in the Berkshires will not be completed until 2013. John Whalen, owner of a small media business in Great Barrington, said that he has observed a lack of available workforce in the county to take on creative work for outside clients, such as video editing.
I think what happens is that when people get out of school, first of all, people get out of high school, there aren't that many educational choices, although we have good colleges here. There's a limited number of choices, so people go off to college, and there's not the kind of employment opportunity or the kind of post-education opportunity here in the Berkshires to draw them back. If they are here, the cost of living in South County is certainly considerable. The cost of living might be slightly more manageable in some of the North County communities, but the opportunities to deploy any sort of educational background or to find jobs is not as great in those communities right now either. So.
Other community members talked about a job training divide between an older generation of workers not trained in new technologies and the lack of training available to younger residents for the area's high-tech jobs. One area business owner suggested that the Berkshire County population is aging out, and without young, skilled workers to take root in the county, the area will suffer. Reporting from Stockbridge, I'm Lucas Willard.